Good day, sir. My name is James from Access Bank. Am I speaking with Mr. Kofi Zawadi?
Yes, you are. How can I help you?
Yeah, so there is a problem with your account verification, and I'm calling to walk you through it.
Okay, so hope I don't have to come to your bank. I'm very, very busy.
No, you don't need to do that. All we just need to help you is for you to send your details. I can see you live at number 6 Ozumba Mbadiwe. Your date of birth is 5th of July.
Yes, 1987. Correct, yes.
Okay, so what you need to do is to just provide me with your BVN and ATM card details.
ATM card details and BVN. Why?
It's for verification, sir. Don't you want to sort out your problem?
See, you think I don't know who you are, B? Your
If you've received such a call before, you probably know at least 10 people who have also. And this is because these types of calls are pretty rampant. But have you ever wondered how these people know your name, your address, and sometimes your account details? On this episode of Built in Africa, we delve into how Ghanaian-based startup Base Group, spelt B-A-C-E, uses state-of-the-art technology to tackle the problem of identity theft in Africa. As the African continent comes to grips with new technologies, research has shown that its people and companies are highly susceptible to cyber theft and fraud. These incidents are rarely reported by companies, so it's actually difficult to arrive at a solution. However, at the 2017 edition of the Meltwater Entrepreneurial School of Technology, MEST, four young African entrepreneurs, two Ivorians, a Nigerian, and a Ghanaian, decided that this was the challenge they wanted to overcome. Charlotte Ingusen, Arinze Christopher Ugu, Samuel Sowa Mensa, and Jean Cedric Atiembonon all met at the MEST program, and in 2018, the Base Group was formed.
Base API is a digital identity verification system that uses facial recognition powered by artificial intelligence.
That's Charlotte Ingusen, Base Group's CEO. As a network and software engineer, Ingusen has trained organizations on the adoption of technology in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. For Ingusen and her teammates, if a veritable verification as a service product must be built, it has to make use of the commonest means of biometric identification fit for the African market, face.
When we started, we were actually looking for something that would make our solution stand out from the existing security software that we have in the market. So we decided on using facial recognition as a biometric technology because, well, we believe that the uniqueness of the individual is at the heart of good digital identity management. I mean, like, really, to be honest, facial recognition is like the most natural of all biometric measurements. Like, as humans, when you want to recognize someone, you don't look at the fingers or the irises, you look at their faces.
With this perspective in mind, they went ahead to build an application programming interface for facial recognition, which companies can plug into for their ID identification and validation needs. So how does the Base API work?
The API begins its verification process by confirming if the person is alive, if the person is real, and if the person is not a robot. Then after this, it presents its deductions to a human behind the screen who would validate the person's identity. While that is going on, it will extract the data on the identity document provided, maybe a national identification card or driver's license. Then it matches it with like facial biometrics in an issuing authority or government department, say if the country has a identity management database.
Besides solving the problem of identity fraud, the BASE API will also help financial institutions provide their services to their customers remotely. Customers no longer have to visit physical offices since they can verify their identities from the comfort of their homes. As a B2B solution, Ingerson confirms the API is built on high security standards and can run on existing systems. Although with a particular focus on financial institutions, the BASE Group also serves establishments in transportation, telecommunications, security, and schools. The pandemic, for all its troubles, has been somewhat helpful to BASE's cause. More companies, especially those that require high levels of customer-facing activity, now see reasons to adopt its innovative solution.
You know, using our product, businesses can now authenticate and onboard new or existing customers without having to show up in person at their offices. So the whole process is transparent, is secured, is remote, and is digital. Now imagine the level of ease that will bring.
Operating an advanced innovation like BASE can be challenging in emerging markets like Africa. Aside the fact that businesses do not fully trust the startup yet to handle private data, government regulations don't exactly encourage innovation. But Ingerson says the startup will not rest on its laurels.
Well, we are aware of this, and we have been working to build trust. We educate our target market, we build quality and secured products too. Also, we sign strategic partnership to get more support and drive our works.
Ingerson recently won the Africa Prize for Engineering Innovation by the UK's Royal Academy of Engineering, and she believes it will help the business earn the recognition it deserves. To leverage this, the startup plans to push for some major partnerships, intensify customer acquisition, and include other African markets. As the pandemic spread across Africa, BASE Group made a very strategic move to acquire more customers. It allowed businesses struggling with KYC and online identity breaches to integrate their APIs at a discounted rate. While this was an incentive, the selected businesses must be willing to use the tool for 3 months. As the startup moves into a full commercialization stage, the founder believes that there are always untapped opportunities in Africa that create room for innovation. Ultimately, the success of a startup on the continent strongly depends on how well it can survive despite challenges. Thank you for listening to Built in Africa. The voice you heard in this episode for Ingerson was simulated. This script was adapted by Emmanuel Paul. Research and interview by Oluwanifemi Kolawole. Sound design by Ogenekaru Obutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Precious Mogoli. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also email us feedback at hello@builtin.africa. That's hello@builtin.africa. startups.africa. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.